Hi there, I am Mary, and this is Trips in Silence, the podcast. My aim with this podcast is to help you bring more mindfulness into your daily life so that the noise, both from your mind and from the outside world, slowly disappears. I'll take you on a journey of introspection and reflection that will give you no other option than to grow into who you were always meant to be. Welcome to Trips in Silence, and let's get started with today's episode. As I was riding my bike while listening to this beautiful song, it happened. I went to beautiful places. My mind took me to beautiful places. I started feeling joy in my heart and hope in my soul, when only a few minutes back, I had felt the complete opposite. That's when I noticed that it doesn't take a lot. It really doesn't take a lot of effort to internally go from a dark place to a light one. In most cases, all it takes is a prayer, a sentence, a call to action, a willingness, an intention, a want, a desire to feel good, a desire to leave an ugly place and go to a beautiful one. We fool ourselves thinking that our life experience is our external circumstances, and we put so much effort into trying to change those. I'm not here to tell you that external circumstances don't play an important role in our lives. Trust me, I know they do. I've been in places of comfort where I tell myself, thank God for that other thing being finally over. So no, I'm not one of those people that believe that your surroundings and what's actually happening around you doesn't matter. But what I will say is that how you experience the shitstorm around you and whether you make the most of it or not is indeed up for you to decide. Your mind is going to take you wherever you want it to take you. If you don't decide where you want it to go, your mind will go on autopilot and take you anywhere, depending on a combination of your thought patterns and what you're digesting from the external world at the moment. But if you realize that you are indeed in control, you can command your mind and ask it to take you to beautiful places. What you put your focus and attention on moves and grows. If you have a place you want to get to, think about it a lot. Daydream about it. Visualize it and don't wait for it to be real for you to enjoy it. Allow yourself to enjoy the experience of the thought and the feelings that come with it. Because what's the difference between a feeling brought up by imagination and a feeling brought up by a real life situation? None. A feeling is as real as it is, no matter what caused it to arise. And didn't we all come to this world to feel? To experience? I say we did. So don't let whatever is happening externally, nor your old thought patterns, call your ability to enjoy this moment. Ask your mind to take you to beautiful places. Let your imagination fly and get in touch with the magical force of the universe that, well, created the universe. It's when you reconnect to the kid in you, the dreamer in you, that you elevate yourself to your highest frequency. The frequency that takes you to beautiful places and brings beautiful places to you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, share it with your friends and family so that they can also bring more mindfulness and welcome more peace and clarity into their lives. Make sure to follow the podcast and to activate receiving notifications when new episodes are released. If you want to deepen your spiritual and mindfulness journey and you'd like to do it through Trips in Silence, make sure to visit tripsinsilence.com, where you can get both free access to mindfulness, self-love, and confidence mini trainings inside the Soul Portal, or also join one of my deeper and longer spiritual and soul awakening programs to release self-doubt, stress, and anxiety, and instead embrace abundant inner peace and confidence through Trips in Silence mindfulness methods such as meditation, visualization, journaling, and intentional living. That's tripsinsilence.com. And you can also find me on Instagram at Trips in Silence. Once again, thank you for being here, and I'll see you in the next episode.